business?
I think it, to each guy it's a little different, you know what I'm saying? But I think overall as a team, we know it didn't end the way we wanted to. That's why I think the off-season program is very important for us. We had pretty much everybody here. You know, you can see the desire in the guys' eyes, the determination that we want to get back and finish the season off the right way.
How different was this offseason because of last year's strike? And
it was a lot better. I mean, the fact is that we had the opportunity to go through a off-season program, a mini camp, you know, a passing camp, those things. You know, getting acclimated with some of the things that Josh coming in, new coordinator, and picking up those things and trying to learn what he wants us to do. And then now we're in training camp doing some of those similar things.
That's right. You weren't here with Josh, right?
Yeah, I was here with Josh. Right. Yep. Yep. My last year was with Josh. My last year was with Josh.
You, after the Super Bowl, you just sat in your locker and just kind of stared.
Yeah.
It was like you didn't move for a while.
Yeah.
Was that the most difficult loss you've ever had?
I mean, it was the last one. It was the most important one,
mm-hmm.
You know.
How long did it take to get over that?
Until right now. You know, we're starting football now. You know, I think once you get back around the guys, you kind of let some of that stuff, you got to let that stuff go. But, you know, the Giants played a great game. Mm-hmm. They won. We made more mistakes than them. Mm-hmm. That's why we lost the game. And now here it is with 2012 season. We're getting ready to move forward and see what we're going to look like next year.
There's a lot of talk about welcoming and not getting that long-term contract. What do you know about him that it won't affect him this season?
He's a competitor, man. You know, Welker's a great player. He's going to do everything he can to help the team. And that's what he's here for. That's why he's here.
Dan, you mentioned Josh. What kind of energy does he bring to you guys? You see him kind of running back and forth between drills.
I know a lot, man. Josh think he can still play or something. He's a young guy. I think he really loves being around the game. You know, love coaching us. This guy's always instructing guys on certain things. I just feel like he could play. He got a little bit more talent. You know what I'm saying? In certain things. He's a little bit more stronger. He probably had a chance, but he loves the game. I think he's been around long enough. He's learned from a lot of great coordinators, and you can see it.
D, I jumped in here a little late. Can you just talk about day one and getting back into the grind?
This is not day one for us, though. I mean, day one training camp. Yeah.
I mean, it's like day after all these years?
40-something for us, day 50. But it's exciting to get back out here, you know, in front of the fans and stuff. But we still got to carry out and do the things that we have to do, what the coach is asking of us. We can't get too excited and allow, so they say, the first day of practice get us all conscripted with what's really going on. We got to take in what these coaches giving us and come out here and put it on the football field.
Yeah, you've been around. You know what a good team is. How good is this team?
Oh, man, that's for you all to determine that. You know, our job is just to go, come in, you know, do what the coaches ask of us.
How do you feel? I mean, when you see
it's just the first day, though.
Come on.
You know, it's just the first day. We got a long ways to go. I promise you that.
You played with Kevin Falk.
Yep.
What was it like not seeing him out there?
That's part of the business. You know, that's part of the business. You know, each and every year, at some point, I won't be here. At some point, Tom won't be here. You know, he's going to be done. You know, that's just part of the business. You know, you take your years, you take advantage of it, and then it's time to move on with your life. Not saying Kevin is done. I'm saying that, but I'm just saying in general, if he is done, that's just part of it.
Dan, as you watched all the moves this team made in the offseason, not just on the offense, but defensively too, I mean, how excited were you getting about getting back here with these guys?
Very excited, but you know what, honestly, I didn't even see half of the stuff until we got back. I don't pay attention too much to television once the season is over. You know, I don't keep up with all that stuff. I'm at the house. The short amount of time we have, I'm trying to spend it with my kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm nowhere near the TV. My television is on Sprout.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, brought in some talent on defense.
Oh, yeah. But now it's all about putting it on the football field. Mm. You know, do we look good on paper? You can say that. But now we got to put it out on the football field.
I know it's a new year, new season, but does the memory of the Super Bowl at all motivate you?
Which one? The one we won or lost? The most recent one. Yes, it's a lot of motivation there. You know, we can take a lot of things from it. You know, but it's in the past. You know, I think we can't sit back and dwell on that is behind us. If we do that, we won't do anything this year. You know, it's all about motivating ourselves to be a better team in 2012.
I know you might have already answered this question, but a healthy competition at wide receiver, does it help push your old legs, or is it, put a little more pressure on it?
No pressure. Not for me, but I'm motivated. I'm excited to be out with the guys. You know what I'm saying? Especially most of the guys that we came in together. I'm enjoying the opportunity, just being there with these guys.
Gronkowski looked pretty good out there.
Yeah, he did. He's clear? There you go. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's back and running around. That guy's he's a handful. He's an exciting player, though.
He didn't come back to the huddle one time.
Did he? Did
trying to get his breath back?
He did. I don't know. Trust me, we all probably looking for a little little wins here and there. Yeah, but it was a pretty solid day. You know, something that we can build on. I think that's what's most important.